I can remember the first pen drawings of what we now know as the H-101, the Merlin aircraft like that. And I can remember the sketches, the artist impression, and I remember talking to many of the engineers that were involved in that, especially people like dear old Jeff Humphreys, who was responsible for the transmission and things like that, and how we were using a certain gearbox, and they weren't over the moon about the type of gearbox we were going to use, but, you know, that's all a part of design. But I remember we were invited out to see the first flight of the H-101, and the sky was black. The sky was black. I can still picture the photographs that were taken by the lovely photographic people that we had down at Westlands. God bless them, they're lovely people. And we went out there, and the aircraft started up its engines, and the blades are going round. And I remember it lifted off the ground, I'm going to say 3 feet. It lifted off the ground 3 feet. It never moved left, it never moved right. He brought the aircraft back down onto the ground. Everybody clapped, and we went on back to our offices. And that was the first flight of the H-101. And I can also remember, of course, when you talked to me about the Lynx helicopter, you see they were all in colours. The Lynx was in colours. I remember the yellow. I remember the red, the blue. I think we had a purple one. And each aircraft, green, each aircraft had a specific task. Right, so if you were dealing with, say, the transmissions, you were the red one. If you were dealing with aerodynamics, you were the yellow one, you know. And of course, they were all kitted out, just like you imagine Concorde was, full electronics. Well, of course, these were exactly the same. The avionics were put in bit by bit. So I remember all the various colours. And then, of course, you know, the Lynx have developed over the years. Absolutely unbelievable.